This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Explosions and fires ripped through an ammunition depot in Russia's occupied Crimea on Tuesday, and the second suspected Ukrainian attack on the peninsula in just over a week, forcing the evacuation of more than 3,000 people. Russia blamed the blast in the village on an act of sabotage without naming the perpetrators. Separately, the Russian business newspaper Kommersant quoted residents as saying plumes of black smoke also rose over an airbase in Crimea. Ukraine stopped short of publicly claiming responsibility for any of the blast. U.S. President Joe Biden signed Democrats' landmark climate change and health care bill into law on Tuesday, delivering what he has called the final piece of his pared-down domestic agenda as he aims to boost his party's standing with voters less than 3 months before the midterm elections. AP correspondent Seth Borenstein reports that climate legislation enacted will make energy use green eventually.
This is going to change America's fuel supply eventually. It's not going to be something quick, and it's actually also not going to be something you're going to notice as much. It's being done through an awful lot of incentives, tax credits, subsidies, but eventually your power supply, if this works the way they think, and that's a big if, will start to become greener and cleaner. It'll be more renewable energy, more solar, more wind, maybe more nuclear, less carbon burning.
The legislation includes the most substantial federal investment in history to fight climate change, about $375 billion over a decade, and would cap prescription drug costs at $2,000 out of pocket annually for Medicare recipients. This is VOA News. Opposition figure Raila Odinga said on Tuesday that he would challenge the results of Kenya's close presidential election with all constitutional and legal options after Deputy President William Ruto was declared the winner, bringing new uncertainty to East Africa's most stable democracy. Now the country faces weeks of disputes and the possibility that the Supreme Court will order another election. Religious and other leaders have pleaded for calm to continue in a nation with a history of deadly post-election violence. It was Odinga's first appearance since Kenya's Electoral Commission chairman declared Ruto the winner on Monday, with almost 50.5% of the votes. Four of the seven commissioners abruptly announced they could not support the results, and Odinga's supporters scuffled with the remaining commissioners at the venue where the announcement was made. American Airlines has agreed to buy up to 20 supersonic jets, AP's Ed Donahue explains.
American put down a non-refundable deposit from a company called Boom Supersonic on the planes that are still on the drawing board. United Airlines has a similar deal to buy 15 jets. It has been nearly 20 years since the last supersonic passenger flight. The Concorde failed to catch on because of the high cost, both for passengers and airlines. The CEO of Boom Supersonic, Blake Scholl, insists his company's planes will be different when it debuts in 2029, with tickets costing about $4,000 to $5,000 to fly from New York to London in about 3.5 hours. Boom says its planes will have a top speed 1.7 times the speed of sound, about 1,300 miles per hour. I'm Ed Donahue.
Health officials are warning people who are infected with monkeypox to stay away from household pets, since the animals could be at risk of catching the virus. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has had device in place as monkeypox spreads in the U.S. and gained new attention after a report from France published last week in the medical journal Lancet about an Italian greyhound that caught the virus. Infections have been detected in rodents and other wild animals, but the authors called the first report of monkeypox infection in domesticated animal like a dog or a cat. More at voanews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.